And now our feature presentation. And now, being recorded in front of a live studio audience of imaginary friends, it's the most random show on the internet, it's the Buzzkill Live! Don't adjust your computer screens, your iPhones, your iPads, your Zunes, whatever option. Fuck, no one listens on the Zune. Look, whatever you're listening to right now, it is Tuesday night. It is live. This is not Monday. I get it. Look, I said it just as much as anyone else did. When we couldn't do the show yesterday, I was saying one of the dirtiest words right now that could ever be said in the English language, and I was saying it in Seattle tone. Malcolm Butler! Malcolm Butler! Malcolm Butler! And for any of you that did not see the Super Bowl, my God, what a game. And we will discuss all of the Super Bowl. But first, joining me on the other end of the tin cat and string is the blogger to my WordPress, one Mr. Chris Knight.
Hey, everybody. It's good to be back. I hope that you guys enjoyed the game and had a good weekend. And we're back, and it's great. So, yeah.
So, wow. I know
that was terrible, wasn't it? I'm sorry.
Let me just say. Chris Knight talking to people, folks, is about as good as how do I put this? Is about as good as play caller of Pete Carroll.
Oh,
too soon? God. Too soon? Is it too soon? Yeah, I know. Would any of you Seattle bandwagon fans like some butter for your burns? All right. I guess we gotta just start talking about the Super Bowl since that's what happened. Being that we just talked to each other Friday, it's not like you did anything spectacular in 2 days, did you?
No, not really.
I didn't think so. All right, so...
yeah, thanks a lot, man. Sure. No, I didn't do anything interesting.
Jeez. I know. You can see what Chris Knight did on this weekend as Chris Knight, my life is boring.blogspot.com. all right. So... We talked, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you want to start out with? You want to start talking about the ads, the game, or Katy Perry?
Hello? Let's talk Katy Perry.
One of the most fun halftime performances ever, and especially if you're a fan of Saturday Night Live, and the infamous Landshark makes appearance.
Oh, yeah. Saturday Night Live should be incredibly happy with that, because... That was cool.
Oh my God. Katy Perry come out on, I think, a walking panther or lion at the beginning. I felt like I was at a Disney theme park watching that. The animatronics were crazy.
I think
it was just people walking it, but still there was like this symbolic going, oh my God, what is going on here? And then Lenny Kravitz, she sings Roar, and then she goes into Dark Horse. And then out comes the guy who's banging a Cosby kid, who banged a Cosby kid. I think it was Lisa Bonet, by the way. And he comes out, fire's going off all around him. Katy Perry is looking like professional wrestler Bam Bam Bigelow in her outfit. And all of a sudden, you hear Lenny Kravitz start going, start singing I Kissed a Girl.
And, oh my God.
Yeah, so my life is complete now. I have no issue in life. I could die happy when you hear Lenny Kravitz start singing, I kissed a girl and I liked it. And then Katy Perry starts singing California Girls. Out comes Dancing Palm Trees, a dancing beach ball, which is technically Chris Knight and no shirt. And then...
Oh, God, you must hate me tonight. What the hell?
This is what you get for calling me earlier and going, hey, I can't do a show. Can't do a show tonight. Ha ha, just kidding.
I was kidding.
Chris Knight wasn't kidding. Blogspot.com. So, and by the way, every time I do a Blogspot joke tonight, guys, drink up. That is our shot game of the night. So,
oh, God. Yeah,
someone out there is getting alcohol poisoning during the weird news segment. So dancing beach ball. She sings California Girls. Ha ha ha. Then Missy Elliott shows up. And I feel like I'm back in 1997. And all of his, and then, you know, they, Katy Perry then rides off on the More You Know star. So that was, and while singing Firework. Cool. Yeah, it was a good halftime show. Look, it was not as good as Bruno Mars. I don't know. That's going to be a hard show to top just for energy, but it was fun. And then I read on Facebook and Twitter all night long, that was the worst halftime show ever. And again, I'm going to make this statement. Carol fucking Channing.
Carol Channing.
Whoever thought Carol Channing should have been the halftime performer of Super Bowl IV should have been fired. Like that,
well, it was a different time then.
Look,
I'll say that.
It was the late, it was the early 70s or late, that was the early 70s. And don't get, there were bands at that time that were popular.
Agreed.
That were more popular than, I don't know, say, fucking Carol Channing. And then, for all of you people who said, oh, that's the worst Super Bowl halftime performance ever, does not remember the atrocity that happened in 2011. Mute Ralph. Mute Ralph. Man, that was a terrible quality mute. You got me? And as Fergie singing Sweet Child of Mine.
See, I can't imagine that. That's, I never saw the 2011 one, so I didn't see her here singing, but I can't imagine anyone. No, I would think that was a nightmare. It's about like, well, you know, I think.
It's about like Celine Dion singing Shook Me All Night Long.
And I've actually seen her rendition of Shook Me All Night Long.
Hold on a second. Mute Ralph, stop playing it. That's all I ask from you right now. I'll give you $1. All right. All right, so... So that just goes downhill. The Super Bowl halftime show was decent. Let's talk the game. Let's go to the game next because I have opinions about a few of the ads. The Super Bowl was actually a really good game. It was close the entire way. I think on Twitter I made so many deflated ball jokes and injection jokes that it wasn't even funny. However, I got to talk about the last sequence. Okay, so the receiver for the Seattle Seahawks makes this miraculous, like, balling juggle catch. It was, I felt like he was a clown in Bozo Circus. And, or Dumbo Circus, or Freak Show, or anyone that can juggle. And all of a sudden, you know, this happens, the juggling catch happens, and then they get the ball on the one, and for some ungodly reason, I don't know what they were thinking, they don't give the ball to their star player, and they pass it on the one-yard line. The Seahawks blow the Super Bowl, and then apparently turn in that they're in the Crips and the Bloods, and start turning into Thugonomics 101. I don't know what that was about, but they start becoming thugs on the field. I felt like I was watching West Side Story. The only thing missing was this. I know you didn't watch the game. You were probably sitting around, what, beating it to episodes of Two Broke Girls?
Well, yeah, basically, but I can still enjoy this.
You can know more about Chris and Two Broke Girls at Chris Knight Does Dirty Things While Watching Two Broke Girls.blogspot.com.
And God, then, I have a sad life.
No shit. And then the ads, and I got it. There's a few of them that I want to touch on. Number one, let's start with Skittles.
Okay.
Skittles.
No, wait. Yes. I can't imagine this. Skittles is usually a good commercial. Now, I mean, they're out, they're weird, but they're usually really good. So, I mean, what's wrong with this one?
Okay, so first of all, the Skittles commercial is these two guys. There's one lemon Skittle left. What do you want to do? You want to do the usual for it? And then everyone in the town's like, they're doing the usual. It's the usual. And everyone has an overinflated right arm. Like it's been like a bodybuilder and their left arm's just all weak. It's exactly what I look like when I sit around by myself. I have the same. It's like I have the strongest right arm in this county. That there's a reason. But it's not from arm wrestling for Skittles. I'm just saying.
Right.
But yeah, no, and Skittles plays this ad and they're arm wrestling over the last lemon Skittle, which is not even the good fucking Skittle. And that's what happened. That was the Skittles ad.
That is a terrible Skittles ad.
Yeah, we talked about the puppy last week. We let's move on. There is a couple others. This year's ads, man, were so depressing. It was like, I don't know. I felt like I was sitting around listening to Dido songs all day.
God, that's, oh.
I felt like by the end of the day, I was going to turn emo. And, fuck my life. Daddy wouldn't let me watch the Super Bowl because the ads were too happy. Fuck my life. It was one of those situations where I'm just like, I don't know what's happening. And all of a sudden, this nationwide ad plays where it is the most depressing nationwide ad ever. And I don't know how many of you caught the nationwide ad. If you did, we're going to save you. We're going to save you from not playing that. Oh, it was bad. So it's this kid talking, and Mute Ralph just looked at me and says he's got it queued up. It's this kid talking. Oh, thank you, Mute Ralph.
I don't think that
we want to know about you learning to ride a bike. Cooties. Or a kid getting cooties. I mean,
I'll never learn to fly.
God.
He'll never learn to fly.
Or travel the world with my best friend.
Or travel the world with his best friend. No. Or get married.
I couldn't grow up.
He couldn't grow up.
He died from an accident.
Oh my God, he died. I mean, that's kind of like, what the fuck, man? What the hell did you play this during the Super Bowl?
Nationwide, we believe.
I don't understand. I mean, how does that benefit Nationwide in the first place? Together, I don't get it. We can.
Because accidents happen all the time. So if, for all of you listening out there, if you caught the Nationwide ad, there was one that originally was going to play, and we have that for you.
Oh, really?
And we have the original Nationwide ad, yes. And it was a little different than this one. Yep. A little sad. It was still sad, but a little different. And we are going to play that for you next. And we will be right back, because now we'll get back into our normal stuff. We'll be right back with more of this edition of the Buzzkill Live.
I will never be able to sit through a movie again. I will never be able to go on a date. I will never be able to hug my mother.
And I will never be able to do any of that because I have irritable bowel syndrome. We here at Nationwide want to prevent accidents from happening. Nationwide is on your side. Did you know the smartest, dumbest website on the internet has its own online store? Visit www.thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com. And for just $15, yes, just $15, you too can own official Buzzkill Magazine apparel. You can tell people that you live the hug life. Maybe you want to tell them that it's 420 somewhere. Maybe you want to show people you listen to the most random show on the internet. Or show that you're a fan of the often imitated, never duplicated BuzzkillMagazine.com. Visit thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com.
What if I told you every smile that I think I feel, my face is gonna break?
So we're back with more of the Buzzkill Live. You heard the actual Nationwide ad. And it's just as sad as the original.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's now time to play a game that we've not played in a while. No, it's not game time. No, we're not playing Where's Timmy's Penis. Sorry, boys and girls. What we are going to play, though, is everyone's favorite game. What is Chris Knight's sexual preference for today?
I thought we were done with that.
Why the hell would you think we're done with that?
I don't know. Let's do it. I'm ready. Yeah, what do we got?
Hold on. Wednesday's panties on a Friday night. That's right. I love this song. This song's catchy as shit, by the way. Adore Delano. I can't even talk. She was on season 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race. I feel like I just caught Porky Pig syndrome. Like, it's just like, all of a sudden, I'm going to stutter. Hey, guys. And that was my best Mel Tillis impression. And for all you kids who have to go out and Google Mel Tillis, he was a country singer. All right.
Yeah.
Well.
And while you're at it, everybody who hasn't heard Paul McCartney yet, please Google that.
Yeah. Oh, because that let me tell you something. That kid's got talent. Okay.
He's going to be a big star one day.
So, to find out. Oh, my God. To find out, I can't, Kanye West is fans. To find out Chris Knight's sexual preference, we go to the giant board, the giant press your. It's the PYL board, the press your love board. Chris Knight's sexual preference, being that we don't know what Chris Knight actually enjoys in life. That's chrisknight?blogspot.com. You can play the game right now. Chris Knight will be, it's either going to be man or woman, or in certain spots, we have something special for Chris Knight. As always, we have Kat Dennings on the board.
Yes.
Because you have a thing for Kat Dennings.
I do have a thing for Kat Dennings. I mean, she's awesome, and she's beautiful, and she's wow. I mean, really.
You got a thing. Also today on the board is the ghost of Bill Cosby's career.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And the reason that's up on the board is because Mute Ralph thought you needed a touching moment. And
what a dick.
Also on the board, because right now he is going through change, Bruce Jenner. Also in the whammy positions are all my exes.
Oh, God.
That do not live in Texas.
Mexico? Gotcha. Burn.
I don't know what. Would I like some aloe vera for that burn?
Yes.
Hold on a second. Do you have to chime in every 10 minutes? Was I asking you? I'm talking to Mute Ralph here. All right, So. Mute Ralph has the board ready. Oh, my God. You know the rules of pressure lock. The rules are the board's going to go around. You're going to hit stop, and whatever the board lands on, that is what you're going to win today. All right. Tell me when you're ready.
All right. Let's do it.
It is now time to play What is Chris Knight's Sexual Preference?
All right. Here we go. Around the board. Lots of weird stuff. Don't want any whammies. Don't need any of your exes. Gotta have fun. Gotta have stop.
You landed on one of my exes.
Oh, Christ.
That's right. You will be on a lovely date with the one, the only, the runner. The runner will leave you will go on a date with you and then automatically leave before the date's over because you will show signs that you want commitment. She will run away and never come back again. You've won a date with the runner. All right.
It could have been worse. I could have won a date with the diaper chick.
Oh, diaper girl. Yes, diaper girl. Diaper girl was not on the board, but we might have to add her next time. It's now time for a new segment we incorporated last week. It's now time for our reality recap. All right. We need a theme song for this. By the way, anybody have an idea for a song, send us an email. TBK Live at the buzzkillmagazine.com. Now, that being said, I watch reality TV. I watch television like it's going out of style, just like Chris Knight.
Ladies and gentlemen, depressed.
A depressed Chris
He's
Knight.
Depressed. No, I'm talking about you, dude.
No, I'm not depressed. No, I don't binge watch. At least I change shows. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But the thing is I watch television like it's going out of style. Unlike Chris Knight's clothing, which is out of style, which you can see at Chris Knight's clothing is no longer being made because he loves wearing Zuba pants. Blogspot.com. All right.
They are comfortable.
Oh, God. I want a pair of Zuba pants. I go into Goodwills and Salvation Armies for one reason, just to see if I can ever find a pair of Zubas. But back to reality recap. So I've gotten into a show on Lifetime. You shut your mouth over there because I do not want to hear your opinion.
I don't have an opinion.
That's right. You shouldn't. The show happens to be Dance Moms, and the show follows the coach of this dance company, the ALDC, and the coach is Abby Lee Miller. The show's featured around these girls who dance and they participate, and they show how crazy their moms can be. But the craziest person on that show is not the moms, is not the people that are in the events, is actually Abby Lee Miller herself. Abby Lee Miller, to me, happens to be the scariest person on television.
Why is that?
Have you ever seen Dance Moms?
No, I never have.
If Abby Lee Miller started screaming at me and telling me that I suck and that I would never have a solo, I would get in the fetal position and start crying.
Aww, she, that bad?
She is the Paula Deen of the dance world. The only difference is Paula Deen at least takes her frustrations out on Butter and not kids.
Wow.
I don't get it. I see the show. I see Abby Lee Miller talking to these kids, and yet I just want to look at Abby Lee Miller and go, stop what you're doing. I don't know.
Wow.
She yells so much and she treats these kids like crap, and I don't know why this woman has a television show, or let alone while I'm watching it. Why am I watching this crap so you don't have to? Dance Moms is not a bad show outside with, if you take Abby Lee Miller out of the equation, Dance Moms is that typical reality show that you watch for the train crash. If you add Abby Lee Miller, it's like putting a bunch of gremlins in a home and wondering who's going to die first with one person. It's like having a dream and Freddy Krueger showing up constantly over and over and over and not killing you.
Ouch. Wow.
That is pretty much the equivalent of Abby Lee Miller on Dance Moms.
Wow.
So if anyone out there is listening and is a fan of Dance Moms or actually knows Abby Lee Miller, send her a tweet telling her that she should get off television, or send Lifetime a tweet that's at Lifetime TV and tell them they want Kim of Queens back over Dance Moms.
Oh.
Gotta get that in. Also discovered a new reality show on Sci-Fi. Everyone should check out Wizard Wars. If you're a fan of magic, and look, I don't even care. I forgot how much fun magic was to watch until I watched Wizard Wars. And they take three everyday items and turn them into magic tricks. It's an amazing show. Penn and Teller are on it as well. Check it out on Sci-Fi every Thursday night after WWE SmackDown at 9. And no, they did not pay me to say that.
Well, I'm glad they didn't. But still.
Go on to blogspot.com right now and search things Chris Knight got paid for. Blogspot.com. You will find out all the things that Chris Knight has had to shill on the show.
Oh God.
Right now, if you're playing the shot game to our show, you're getting close to alcohol poisoning.
All right, look, everyone, just stop drinking right now, because this is just gonna get worse, and
it's gonna get worse. Also,
you're not gonna be able to drive home.
No, guys, we still have the news that didn't make news that should have been news, blah blah blah. I set you up and you don't even do it.
What? Oh, news. Sorry.
To Mike. Oh, my God. That's like Helen Keller trying to put the square hole in the circle.
I'm sorry. I'm
not even paying attention to the show I'm on, guys. I'm too busy on Twitter.
I was just thinking about Kat Dennings. Look, I apologize. Okay? I apologize.
Stop. Whatever you're doing over there, stop Googling yourself. I mean, that's you can find Chris Knight Googling himself. Chris Knight Googles himself.blogspot.com. We will be right back with the news that shouldn't have been news, that blah, blah, blah.
News.
My God, man. You are slow to the game tonight. And then we're going to do a nerd debate, which by the end of that nerd debate, there will be someone yelling at someone else. I guarantee it.
Absolutely.
You will love our yelling. I guarantee it. And also what we learned. We'll be right back with the news that shouldn't have been news, blah, 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 news, and more of the Buzzkill Live. In every person's life, there's a moment that will change the course of history. Man discovering fire, the invention of the printing press, the first computer, the smartphone. In 2015, a small dream becomes a huge reality. In 2015, TheBuzzKillMagazine.com is proud to announce the launch of its own 24-hour-a-day, 7-days-a-week online radio station, TBK Radio. Will you be listening?
Radioactive!
It's your weekly dose of headlines. Well, I thought it would be a good time to bring back one of our favorite segments of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the news that didn't make the news that should have been news, blah, blah, blah.
News.
Well, I set you open and you actually knocked it out of the park for once. I'm kind of in shock right now.
Well, what do you expect? I do what I can.
Well, not very well at times. And then that's what I've read from the official blog of all your ex-girlfriends. That's Chris's ex. That's Chris Knight's ex-girlfriends.blogspot.com. All right, so
You better add ex-boyfriends too. Anyway, it's news. So it's news now. What do you got for us? Because I know you got some weird stuff.
All right, so let's start off. Yesterday just happened to be the world's most insignificant holiday. So it's our post Groundhog Day edition.
Oh, really? Was Groundhog Day yesterday?
Yes, and I have to say, you know, that was a really good movie, but I really don't know if I could have lived in the same day just over and over and over.
Oh, I could. I could. And I'll tell you why. I would do like the scene where he gets ran, they get killed by the train, but they end up back in the same day.
I'm talking about things in your own life, not from the movie. I'm talking about things from your own life. Could you live a day in your life over and over and over? Yep. Oh, God.
Yeah, I really could, because I would be like jumping off buildings. I'd be pissing people off. Seriously, I would be the dick. I can't say that. Let me just say this. I would tell certain people exactly how I felt about a lot of shit.
So what he's telling everybody, he would leave comments on Chris Knight's ExGirlfriends.blogspot.com. All right. Speaking of Groundhog's Day. Jimmy, the official groundhog in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, bit the mayor's ear during a groundhog celebration on Monday. The groundhog's handler was holding the animal next to Mayor Jonathan I can't pronounce his last name. So Freund? Yeah, is it Freund? Yeah.
Let's say Freund. Yeah.
Jonathan Smith's face promptly bit down on his ear. Smith, Freund. Flinched, but went on with his declaration that Jimmy had predicted in early spring. WISC-TV reports that the groundhog celebration became even more precarious when Jimmy's handlers, Jerry and Maria Hahn, said the mayor got it wrong and there would be 6 more weeks of winter. The city later issued a statement saying the mayor can translate Jimmy's prediction. So right off the bat, the groundhog pulls a freaking Mike Tyson.
Yes, he does.
And treats the mayor of this small town in Wisconsin like he's Evander Holyfield. The poor groundhog.
This is the reason why there's only one groundhog I trust, and that's Punxsutawney Phil. He's the only one I trust.
You know what I trust Punxsutawney Phil for?
What?
A really good stew.
Oh, man, you're horrible.
Horrible.
You are terrible.
After this has happened, the groundhog made a statement. And I'm going to do this in my best Mike Tyson impersonation. Do you really want to have 6 weeks of winter as well? Okay, that was the worst thing ever. That was terrible. Hold on a second. Yeah. Wait. Mute Ralph is looking at me like I just killed his mother.
Well, you basically did with that. I don't know if anyone knows this, but we're talking about groundhogs. A few years ago, Build-A-Bear?
Wait.
Build-A-Bear. Wait. Hold on.
Did you say Build-A-Bear or Build-A-Bear?
Build-A-Bear.
I got really excited that there's an actual bear out there named Bill. I was like, that sounds like a profile on FetLife.
Several years ago, they were selling the Build-A-Bear Bear place was selling the Build-A-Bear was selling groundhog stuffed animals. I actually bought one.
Oh, that's right. You do have one of those, don't you?
Yes, I do. I call him Punxsutawney Phil. He wears a Hawaiian shirt. I love him. He's like I sleep with him every night.
And what Chris Knight is telling everyone that Punxsutawney Phil's fat because the only people who look good in Hawaiian shirts are fatties. And I will say that I own a couple of Hawaiian shirts. Just for that reason, because if there's anything that's going to make you look bigger than you really are, add a Hawaiian shirt.
Insert to it. Yep, I agree. All right.
Moving on in our weird news for the week. By the way, there's going to be a lot of sex in this. Just throwing that out there.
I love sex.
We move on to story number two of the day. A big rig hauling frozen chicken.
This is funny already.
Yeah, this is already started. Collided with a truck carrying bees in Southern California, igniting a fireball that quickly cooked the chicken. The California Highway Patrol says the crash on I-10 near Palm Springs occurred shortly after 7 a.m. on Monday. The truck with the chickens burst into flames and was incinerated, but the driver escaped with minor injuries. the driver hauling the bees was not hurt, although the highway patrol officers on the scene reported bees buzzing everywhere.
That's great.
An eyewitness said it was the best honey baked chicken he'd ever had. Thank you.
Honey baked chicken. That's some good stuff. I'm not sure I'd want it in that particular way though.
Okay, first of all, that had to suck.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you're driving a truck out of all the trucks in the entire world to hit.
Well,
one,
you know,
with
the thing
bees.
About it is, it might have worked for Reese's peanut butter cups, but not for chicken and bees. That's not gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my god, those cocks had a buzz.
Oh my god.
Mute Ralph is on it today. Thank you, Mutie. Thank you. he just looked at me like I just killed his mom again. That's great. All right, so I don't know. I feel really bad. What if you're the truck driver and you run out and just bees are coming all over you? Do you just automatically jump back in the fire and just say, fuck it?
I don't think so. I will say this, though. I feel sorry for the bees.
Oh, my God.
No, I feel sorry for the bees. Let me explain why.
Yeah, there has to be a reason here.
No, there is a good reason. I feel sorry for the bees. The chickens were already dead. The two drivers got out fine. But the bees, can you imagine the stress on the bees? I mean, this accident, how do we know that some of the queens weren't killed? I mean, when you have dead queens, bees kind of go a little nuts. They're under pressure. I mean, they don't know what to do.
I'm sorry. Mute Ralph just started playing No Rain.
So I'm just saying, I feel sorry for the honeybees. I mean, come on. Those guys, without their queens, are kind of lost. They're kind of lost without their queens.
Other things that are lost without their queens. Chris Knight on a Tuesday night. You can find more out on that at chrisknightsdragpalooza.blogspot.com.
I wasn't launching that until a couple of days from now.
I'm telling you, I'm throwing you under the bus during this episode. Netflix when you had the chance.
Every once in a while, yeah.
When you do watch Netflix, do you binge watch?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of show it is, though. I mean, it's a really good show. Yeah, I'll binge watch the hell
out
of it.
Here's an enlightening study, everybody. Settling on the couch with a bottle of wine and an entire season of Friends may sound like a perfectly enjoyable way to spend the weekend, but regular binge watching sessions may be a sign of mental health problems. A new study from the University of Texas at Austin found that more lonely and depressed people are, the more likely they are to binge watch.
Really?
The researchers conducted a survey over 300 millennials, which, by the way, surprisingly, they didn't give up and quit before the study, asking how often and how much they watch TV, how often they felt lonely, and examining various measures of depression and self-regulation. Those who lack self-regulatory skills reported being unable to stop clicking next, even though they knew there were other things that needed to be done, indicating a lack of self-control. The data also showed the feelings of loneliness and depression were directly correlated with binge watching. Loneliness and depression and a lack of self-control have also been implicated in other types of binge behavior, such as heavy drinking and social media use. The University of Complete Bullshit has released a study saying that the most populated group of mammals on the planet are human beings. What the fuck, man? This is the simplest shit ever. It's like, oh, you're sad if you binge watch. No fucking shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a given. If you're watching television, binge watching TV, you are probably a very depressed human being.
I look, on a Friday night, I'm sitting around binge watching episodes of, I don't know, The Guild at this moment in my life, and going, I look around going, oh my god, I wish I had real friends. Nope, I'm going to hang out with Codex. God, I love you, Felicia Day. And this is one of those things, it's no shit. People who use Facebook are more sad because people post depressing statuses or happy statuses. Well, thank you, fucking Nostradamus.
Well, you know what? Let me ask you a question now. How about this? Let me clarify something. What would they say about a person who binge watches the same damn television series say, you know, something like The Office or How You Met Your Mother.
Are you trying to describe my binge watching habits?
I'm trying to describe, but I'm describing both of ours. How many times have we watched, sit down and watch these? Okay, I'll give you my own. I don't watch it on Netflix, but I do have Two Broke Girls, and I binge watch the hell out of that, and I've watched it over and over again.
That's because it's your wank material, and you can find Chris Knight's videos of wanking to this. That's Chris Knight wanking to catdennings.blogspot.com.
Okay, you can make a joke, but I'm being serious. What would they say about a person who binge watches a television series over and over and over again? I mean, seriously.
That they're depressed in a rut.
Yeah. I would guess.
Right round, baby, right round, right like round. A record, baby, right round, round, round.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you're, I mean, are you more depressed than the person who's already binge watched it once and moved on? I mean, are you?
Wait, that's actually a good question. I want a study that lets me know if I'm binge watching a show and I keep binge watching the same show. Is it worse than binge watching, say, you know, different shows? Like if I move from like the Guild to The Office to Supernatural to How I Met Your Mother to Doctor Who, am I more or less depressed than the person who binge watches The Office over and over?
And I mean, does that make you almost suicidal? I mean, I'm dead serious.
You know what it means? You know what it pretty much tells me? That if you binge watch the same show over and over and over, chances are you are not going to have any sort of relationship in the dating department. You can also read about that at ChrisKnightHasNoDatingLife.blogspot.com. Oh. I'm in dick mode today. All right. God. Have you ever been peed on?
If I said yes, what kind of person would that make me?
You can find out about Chris Knight's piss exploration at ChrisKnightPissOnMe.blogspot.com. A waitress in Key West, Florida has a real reason to be pissed after a man allegedly urinated on her from a bar balcony early Saturday morning. Tia Cruz was talking with a customer at a bar called Rick's when she felt something wet on her body. A fellow employee broke the news that she thought a few drops of tropical rain was actually a man urinating on her from a balcony above her. The alleged urinator, Steve Stifler, 20, was chased throughout the bar by complex security personnel. His real name is Orion Jones. Orion Jones. When officers arrived, Jones was fighting bouncers off the ground. When the bouncers released Jones, he temporarily escaped police custody by running down the street. He was taken into custody after officers used the stun gun on him twice, and he pissed himself again. All right. This is why I will never be a bartender.
Yeah, being a bartender is dangerous.
So Orion Jones pretty much just staked his claim on this poor girl. Like, he just claimed her. By the way, why has it not been brought up that this fucker's been underage drinking?
Ooh, how old is this kid?
20.
Wow, that is underage drinking.
I'm just throwing that out there. To that bar in Key West.
Not just that. That bar should be shut down, too.
Look, we actually thought logically on this show. My God, the world is coming to an end. That's Chris Knight's Conspiracy Theories.blogspot.com.
Wow, you're gonna make me more. You know what? When you do this, I just want you to know, when you do what you're doing right now, that makes me a little more famous than you.
No, it doesn't. Wait till the end of this, and you will not. I will not be saying ChrisKnight.blogspot.com. I'm giving you. I'm trying to give you a little bit of hype before I go into the last story during our news bit today, because this is going to change the face of things. Speaking of being pissed on. what do you do when it snows? Like, what's the one thing you do besides eat Hot Pockets?
I binge watch television and make snow angels.
when it snows, I binge watch a lot of TV until the point where I look at knives and go,
should I or shouldn't I? Yeah.
Like, I just became depressed. You know what? Binge watching. I feel like that's a nationwide ad ready to happen. I can't do this because I binged watch television.
That's great.
Nationwide will make you cry. As Snowstorm Juno rolled across the Northeast earlier this week, web traffic on adult site Pornhub increased more in New Jersey than in any other state in the area. The site's
I don't live anywhere near there, so it's not me, people. Swear to God.
The site's data analytics team said in a blog post that web traffic in New Jersey, which wasn't actually hit hard by the storm, shot up 26% higher than average on Tuesday, when many of the region's residents were stuck indoors. Just as an aside, New Jersey wasn't even hit hard by the storm. Following second are Connecticut and then New York, each with traffic increasing on the site by 20% or more. New Jersey really shows its dominance when traffic increases are examined across different devices. The state's porn viewers watched in a higher percentage than usual via desktop, phone, and tablet.
Oh my God.
And that right there, folks, is why the iPad was invented, so you can watch your porn on the go.
That is very, very true.
What the fuck was that?
That was my phone. Don't worry about it. It's cool.
That was the creepiest thing ever. I feel like you might... Let me just say, it sounded like a horn. I thought the end of the world was happening. What?
I was going to say that my email was going off, and when my email goes off, it plays the coolest song ever. So, go ahead.
And what would that song be? Let's just let the listeners know what the coolest song ever is.
Oh, man, you even know what the coolest song is ever. It's the theme from Firefly. So, hey.
Oh, no. See, I thought you were going to say Tarzan Boy by Baltimora.
Nope. Not Tarzan Boy. Although I'm trying to find that. Okay. Hey, listeners out there in Computerland, if anyone can tell me how to get a Baltimora Tarzan Boy ringtone, let me know.
Seriously. I can make it for you.
That would be cool. I need one. I need one because it's one of my favorite songs.
Mute Ralph, I hate you right now. Like if I ever see you on the street, I am going to run up and just swift kick you right in the nuts. Why the hell are you playing Tarzan Boy?
Mike, leave Ralph alone. He's cool.
That's not what you said during the award shows, you fuckface. All right, back to this. All right, so I got to say, congratulations to Pornhub for their increased traffic, and this would have never happened had they not removed their 5 videos a day limit.
That's very true.
Speaking of Pornhub, Kendra Sunderland, 19, is facing charges of public indecency after allegedly masturbating on film in the library of Oregon State University. Go Beavers. If convicted, she could face up to a one-year sentence or a $6,250 fine. University officials found out about the video on Tuesday when confronted by investigators. Sunderland allegedly caught the two shooting the video last October. The 31-minute film using a webcam on her laptop was posted on Pornhub, but has since been taken down from the adult site. Sunderland is... but you can find it on my hard drive. Sunderland is a former student at the university, but is not registered for classes for the current term. I was surprised someone in our library was doing that. OSU student Shelby Wilson told KEZI, I feel like it's always packed. I don't know how anyone could get away with that.
Wow.
So let me ask you a question. Would you masturbate in a public library?
Yeah, I would.
You can now go to see Chris Knight masturbating at a public library at Chris Knight touching himself while he reads tokillamockingbird.blogspot.com.
That was a good book.
Speaking of which, Harper Lee's releasing a new book. I saw that today. I was like, what the hell? What the hell? I thought she was dead. I know. I didn't even know she was sick. All right, back to this. I got to give this woman some credit for making this video in the library.
It takes guts.
It takes guts. Balls. I mean, it takes, well, figuratively, it takes a special type of person to masturbate in a library.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. I got to give her credit. She may win one of the What the Fuck awards for this, because that's pretty impressive.
I agree. And 19 years old, too. I mean, that's wow, man. You know, that's...
That girl has become a legend on the campus of the Beavers. Like, I can't keep writing that in. All right, look, Beavers is just their school mascot. Legit school mascot. Look it up, Oregon State Beavers.
Yeah, but the question is the mascot a shaved beaver or is it a beaver?
Moving on. Teddy bears. Okay, look, I'm just going to say this now. Did you have a teddy bear?
I do. I have several.
And a stuffed groundhog as well, apparently, that we found out earlier in the segment.
I do have a stuffed groundhog. Yes, I do.
Teddy bears and sex toys are two things that people commonly take to bed, but no one has ever thought to combine them. Until now. A new product called Teddy Love seeks to rectify this missing link.
Okay.
Well. It's basically a cute little stuffed teddy bear with a nose and tongue that vibrates at 10 different speeds, 5 of which are variable. The sexy destroyer of childhood innocence was the brainchild of Wendy Adams, who told xcritic.com. By the way, if you visit xcritic.com, it's honest to God, a critic site for porn for sex toys.
You're kidding.
I wish that's I could cool. have that job.
I'd love to see that. I would check that out.
Oh, my God. The product was inspired on a cold New England night when she was hugging a teddy bear under some blankets while binge-watching Netflix. That's not actually what it says, but I thought that was perfect.
That is perfect. Wow. That brings everything around.
The teddy bear was cuddly while I was holding the bear and stroking him, and his nose hit my nipple. I was really turned on and started thinking, wow, wait, should I read this like I'm turned on?
Go ahead, do it. Just do it.
Wow, his nose is hard. And then put his nose down around my clitoris was like this feels great. It was like I just had a York peppermint patty and I couldn't describe the sensation. I started thinking if the nose vibrated, this would be really erotic. Then my husband came downstairs and saw me playing with Teddy Ruxpin, and we started playing around with the teddy together. Oh, my God. Laughing and giggling. The rest is pillow talk and history. That poor teddy bear. That poor, poor teddy bear.
Wow. That's all I got. Wow. Wow. So, okay, now, does anyone but me find it creepy that a teddy bear, that now we're getting sex toy teddy bears?
Last year, it was My Little Pony butt plugs that had the ponytails.
I know. Yeah, I know. God,
this,
I know.
This year, it's a teddy bear that can actually perform oral sex.
I does that not weird anyone out?
We're getting closer to having sex with robots.
No kidding.
And that's you can see that online right now. Chris Knight has sex with a robot.
Well, you know what?
.blogspot.ai.com.
I'll tell you what. I ought to start developing my own little Instamate. Remember I told you about that?
Except it could never work in the real world.
Huh?
It could never work in the real world.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, if the real world you're living in is the Matrix. Or if the real world you're living in is, I don't know. You know, if your real world's a Disney movie. And not a good Disney movie either. We're talking like the computer that wore fucking tennis shoes Disney movie.
Oh, God. That's awful. I can't believe you brought that up. That's an awful
movie.
Yeah,
well, you know, and our final news story of the day. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever wanted to enter a competitive eating contest?
Yes, actually, I have wanted to enter a competitive eating contest.
Chris Knight eats wieners.blogspot.com. What is the competitive eating contest you would like to have been in?
Eating wieners.
And the joke writes itself, people. I called it before it happened. That's right. Mute Ralph is laughing over here and telling me I'm psychic. I love that. I love that. Mute Ralph, you are the man.
Yeah.
All right, so this if I ever enter one, it would be a wing eating contest, and that's what brings us to our top story of the news that shouldn't have been news that did make the news. Blah blah blah.
News.
Thank you. Professional wrestling star Mick Foley was ejected from the Wing Bowl eating contest Friday after stuffing uneaten chicken wings into a fanny pack. People following the event on social media dubbed Foley's attempt at boosting his wing total as Inflategate, a play on the Super Bowl-bound New England Patriots deflated football controversy. Chicago's Patrick Bertoletti won a wing bowl record, won with a wing bowl record of 444 wings in 26 minutes. He edged out 2014 champion Molly Schleyer of Bellevue, Nebraska, who eclipsed her record 363 wing mark with 440 wings.
Good God.
There's a lot of chickens that died for this.
Are these the same chickens from the truck that hit the bees?
You know what? It could possibly be. That would make a lot of sense. The fan favorite Foley, who's known in the ring as Mankind, said after his ouster that he didn't want to overstuff himself and get sick like the other competitors. "I didn't want that to be my legacy," said Foley, "so I stretched the rules. I thought people would appreciate that right here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania." Bang, bang. Wing bowl start. I love Mick. Look, I have a lot of as a wrestling fan, I have a lot of respect for Mick Foley. Wing bowl started in 1993 as a way for Philadelphia's long-suffering sports fans to blow off steam after the Super Bowl. About 20,000 people gathered at the Wells Fargo Arena, home of the Philadelphia 76ers and the Philadelphia Flyers, to drink beer and watch scantily clad women serve competitors wings.
Oh, wow. That would be a
dream. Would you cheat in an eating contest?
I'm sorry?
Would you cheat in an eating contest?
I would hope not, but probably.
Of course. Of course you would. Well, this led me to think about...
What about you? What about you? Would you cheat?
No, but this led me... This had got me thinking about something.
All right. What is it?
This has got me thinking really hardcore. Which, by the way, you can catch our wrestling show on TVK Radio premiering in March, The Hardcore Casual Fan. It's the coolest play on name ever, by the way.
I like that, yeah.
Okay, so I've got to really thinking about this. And I'm a little angry.
Okay.
About what Mick Foley did, because I would never cheat. Not in a wing eating contest. And
everything else, but not eating.
No, if I'm going to cheat in an eating contest, it's not going to be wing eating, because damn it, I love wings.
Right, exactly.
So this brings me to I would like to issue a challenge.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to issue a challenge.
Oh God.
A challenge that is going to be the most intriguing challenge to date. And I feel like to do this challenge, I have to do it in a WWE heel style promo.
Oh no.
Oh no is right. Oh no is right. You think you've seen anything? You have not seen anything yet. Ladies and gentlemen, I right now am going on record. Mute Ralph, cue the music. That's right. This mild-mannered podcast host, this guy who's a little bit out of weight, all right? I'm chubby, and I'm proud to say I'm chubby, is challenging you, Mick Foley. I am challenging you to a wing-eating competition. I feel like you have disgraced and you have ruined the sanctity of wing-eating. I am challenging you to a wing-eating match at Wing-a-Mania.
Oh my God.
That's right. At Wing-a-Mania, Mick Foley, you and me, fanny packs barred from the eating area. Put your money where your mouth is, and let's see if you can eat chicken wings like you could wrestle. Now, with that being said, you know you're going to go down. You're going to go down faster than Butch in the 1995 Royal Rumble. I am going to tell you right now, Mick Foley, that yes, I may not be a competitive eater professionally. I might be an amateur. I can eat wings off a plate in any restaurant across the country. But when it's all said and done, those tears that will be coming down from your face will not be from the buffalo sauce because you rubbed your finger in your eye. No, they will be coming down from your face because of sadness, because you lost to a podcaster. You lost to a guy who does nothing but sit around and write and talk on the internet. That's what you've lost to. So with that being said, Mick Foley, at Wing-a-Mania.
Wing-a-Mania.
At Wing-a-Mania, Mick Foley, you know of the move called the cross-faced chicken wing. And look, I know I'm no Bob Backlund. I know I'm not technically sound. And I know I can't do a Harvard step test because I'm fat. So with that being said, you know all about his finishing move, the cross-faced chicken wing. Well, the time Wing-a-Mania is done, Mick Foley, you will be tapping out to my finishing move, the boneless chicken wing. That's right, Mick Foley. At Wing of Mania, you and me. Mono e mono.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
That's... would you like to add anything to that?
I can't. I think you've said enough. I think you've you know what? I hope to God he contacts you. That's all I'm gonna say.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with more of this edition of the Buzzkill Live. We'll have a new... We're coming back with a nerd debate and what we learned in today's episode. We will be right back with more of this edition of Live.
Are you looking for that perfect gift for that special someone? Then look no further than the Craving Humor Store. We have everything you've ever wanted and then some. That's www.zazzle.com/cravinghumor.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
I am your father.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Sheila!
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, what is going on here?
It's the Nerd Debate.
It's now time for a debate between two people who are pretty much a real-life odd couple in nerddom.
It's very true.
Because you're a little bit... Wait, would that make us Donnie and Marie of nerddom? Because you're a little bit... I'm a little bit country and you're a little bit rock and roll. No, that'd be the other. It would be the other way around. You're a little bit country.
Yeah, you're gonna stick me with a little bit of country. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Well, you've lived in Arkansas your entire life, and I've only lived there for like 3 years, and I don't live there now, so I feel like that doesn't make me enough country.
Dude,
have you ever been to a bonfire?
Yeah.
You can go to Chris Knight is you can go to Chris Knight is Marie Osmond.blogspot.com.
Oh God.
God, wait. To make this, you're a little bit Trek, I'm a little bit Star Wars.
That works. That's even better. I like that. Yes.
You can visit Chris Knight is Worf.blogspot.com.
Oh God.
So before we get into our previously discussed topics, you said you had something you wanted to tell me first.
Yeah, I do. I have done something that most people might frown on me for, and
you know, never.
Well, it's kind of embarrassing. I bought two movies today. Now, one of them is really
Spice World. You bought Spice World. You finally?
No, I didn't buy Spice World. Jesus!
Why the fuck did you buy Spice World? I have told you many times that you need to purchase Spice World to add it to your movie collection. That is the most underrated film of all time.
I would love to buy Spice World and add to my movie collection. I just haven't found a copy of it yet. Yes, I have not found a copy of it yet. So let's not.
Because it's the greatest movie of all time, and you will never see anyone sell Spice World because A, the Spice Girls are the shit, and B, because Hugh Laurie's in it.
Would you please get out of the 90s and come into the 2000s? Please, for God's sake.
I will never come out of my 90s closet. I will carry my Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper everywhere I fucking go.
Well, I bought two movies. The first movie I bought, and I'll talk about this one first because then I'll lead into the bad one. The first one is Black Swan with
Mila Kunis and the chick from Star Wars.
Natalie Portman. I've heard good things about this film.
That movie is fun to watch.
I have never seen it.
Very so weird, though. Very weird.
That's what I've heard. I've never seen it. I've been wanting to see it. I thought, fuck it, I'm just going to buy it. So I bought it. It was $6.95. Well, what the hell?
Oh, you got a deal on one of the best movies ever to be up for an Academy Award. You cannot go wrong with that.
And not only that, I bought it at Sam's at that price, which, you know, that is to be unbelievable. So,
hey, Sam's Club, if you're listening, sponsor us. Continue on.
Yeah. And the next movie I bought...
Wait. Or you can go to Chris Knight buys his ramen noodles in bulk.blogspot.com. Never call me again telling me on a day of a show, I can't do a show. Never do that again.
I knew I was going to pay for this. I knew I was going to pay for it.
You are paying the price like the $1 million man kicking a basketball out of a 7-year-old's hands. I'm coming for you, Foley. Continue on.
Good times. Anyway, anyway, the next movie I bought is gonna be a real winner, I think. Even though it probably won't. It stars one of our least favorite actors.
Wait! You finally broke down and bought a copy. You bought a movie with Nicolas Cage in it, didn't you?
Put the bunny.
Not back exactly. In the box. No.
Okay, it can't get any worse than Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it can. It can get really, really.
Who
really
is worse bad than Nick Cage?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh my God. You're on your own. I quit.
Yeah.
What the hell were you thinking?
Well, I felt that it the cover looked great.
Isn't there an old saying? I don't know how it goes. Doesn't it go, you should never judge a book by its cover? Is that how that goes? I believe that's how that goes.
Well, yeah, but this isn't a book, so I'm not worried about it. Anyway,
you should never judge anything by its cover.
But anyway, I bought his new movie that just came out of the movie theater, John Wick. Yes. John
you Wick. Are a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
I am. I love bad movies. And when I look at Keanu Reeves, okay, I have one Nicolas Cage movie. It's gone in 60 seconds. Okay, I've got that.
Time out.
Yeah.
I'm scrapping our idea. Impromptu nerd debate right now.
Okay. What is
who would you rather own a movie of? Nicolas Cage or Keanu Reeves?
Well, clearly Nicolas Cage has got
Wrong. You know what? No. Nicolas Cage does not have the better movies. You want to know why you can't say that? Because you own fucking two Keanu Reeves movies. I feel like this pretty much defeats anything you say about Nicolas Cage having better movies.
Now wait a minute. Let me defend Keanu Reeves. First of all, the only reason why I have a copy of Constantine is it's a comic book film, and I collect the comic book.
You movies. Should Got not it? Own all comic book films. Okay, let's just throw that out there. No one should ever own Batman and Robin. I know you do, but no one should ever own it.
I'll tell you right now. I own Constantine for the comic book genre, and I bought John Wick. Okay, now granted. Both of those movies are not his best movies. And you and I... One
what is Keanu again, Reeves' best movie? Besides Bill and Bill, Ted. Besides Bill and Ted.
No, you can't say besides Bill and Ted because Bill and Ted is it.
Oh, okay.
Look.
Speed.
I thought Speed was terrible.
The first Speed's good. The first Speed is good compared to everything else Keanu... Hardball's good. Hardball is really good.
I know he's done some sports movies, and I'm sure those are really good.
Because Chris Knight cannot tell the difference between a ball and a puck. I guarantee if you actually sat down, is this a ball or is this a puck? He would sit there and go, where's my cream soup?
Oh. But yes.
Visit Chris Knight's sport knowledge.blogspot.com.
Punch of numbers. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, okay, how about you? What would you own over Keanu Reeves or Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage movies. And by the way, the Nicolas Cage movie that you own is the only Nicolas Cage movie that is in everyone's bloody collection.
Like, hey, Gone in 50 Seconds is great. Come on.
No, man. It is good. It is good, but it's the only Nicolas Cage movie that everyone owns. It's kind of like, look, you picked the hipster Nicolas Cage movie. If you're a fan of Nick Cage, you're going to own movies that, you know, people are not going to go out of their that are harder to find. Trust me, there are some really great Nicolas Cage movies out there, but no, you choose the one movie that everyone can get their hands on. Congratulations, you're a fuckface. I mean, that's pretty much where this boils down to.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm at a loss for words because as far as I'm concerned, I bought John Wick. I haven't watched it yet. I don't even know anything about the film. All I know is that at the theater, I was kind of like, I want to see it. I don't know why. It was the cheesy action adventure side of me coming out. I bought the movie. I'm probably going to, I'll tell you right now, it would probably cause me to write a suicide note.
That, because you binge watch it four times in a row. But the equivalent of owning Gone in 60 Seconds is the same equivalent that why everyone has the Fast and the Furious movie in their freaking movie collection.
Oh God! If only Gone in 60 Seconds was Fast and the Furious.
Which, by the way, what movies do you have in your collection?
All 6 Fast and the Furious films, waiting on the 7th one.
Doucher, Doucher. Okay, what? Wait. Okay, and okay. First of all, what? There's only 2 really great Fast 3 really great Fast and the Furious movies. The first one, the 4th one, and the 5th one.
I have to disagree.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I have to disagree because I'm a Fast and Furious fan. I have to disagree. I'm going to say the third one, the first one.
Wait a minute. Isn't the third one freaking Tokyo Drift?
Yes, it is. And it's good. The first.
Oh, my God. The third one is only good for 30 seconds. And it's when Dominic shows up at the end and you're like, oh, it's Dominic. That's the only reason the third one is good.
You have to have the third movie to set up the trilogy. You have to have the third movie to set up the trilogy.
The third movie is the equivalent of band camp. The third movie, the third movie is like the Walking Dead of the Fast and the Furious franchise. And for some reason, I have this feeling I'm going to get hate letters from nerds. Is the Walking Dead. The first 5 minutes, I can take it. The last 5 minutes, my God, my blood is boiling. My blood is boiling with excitement. The in-between is like sitting at a P.F. Chang's waiting for a damn egg roll.
I'm sorry. I think the Fast and the Furious, I'm sorry. Three through six are all good. All a lot of fun to watch. Oh, my God.
You hate the second one? You hate the second one.
No, I don't hate the second one. I dislike the second one, but I don't hate it.
The second one is so much better than the third one.
I disagree. The only answer I have to that is the same answer Peter Griffin had, which was, I like the money pit. That's my answer to that.
You can go to ChrisDineHasHorribleMovieTaste.blogspot.com.
I deserve that.
Wait. I feel like we've kind of just wasted our time. We can't talk about the Ghostbusters movie now, and that breaks my heart. We also can't talk about Chris Pratt playing Indiana Jones. We'll talk about that in our next episode. I mean, Jesus, man. But now it's time to talk about what we learned in today's episode.
Yes.
He has 1, 2, 3. Say that do re mi A B C 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl.
You know, that was probably one of the best scenes in any Kevin Smith movie, Clerks
2. Oh, in Clerks 2, when they're dancing with the boobies.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the greatest scenes I've ever seen.
Only thing that stands, and I'll tell you what stands out the most in that scene, and it makes me a pervert. The thing that stands out the most is when Rosario Dawson starts doing her dance and her boobs are jiggling. For some reason, that stands out to me more than anything.
I'm sure it does, considering, yes.
The sound of the Jackson 5 can only mean one of two things. It either means we're the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl, or it's time for what we learned into this week's episode. I was waiting for you to say something like, oh, really? Did you really go there? Isn't it too soon for that joke? Nope, well, they got beat.
I could go there, but I don't watch the Super Ladle at all. So
Super
Ladle. I don't even know what it is.
So Chris's version of the Super Bowl is the Super Salad.
Yeah, there you go.
What'd you learn in today's episode, good sir?
What I learned in today's episode, I learned today that telling you about buying a Keanu Reeves movie was a bad idea. I also learned that telling you I was going to be able to do the show 5 minutes before we did the show, I shouldn't have said that either.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Visit
ChrisKnightSaysShenanigans.blogspot.com to watch him get pistol whipped.
I also learned that honey chicken is not always made the right way. And I also learned that I don't really want to go on a date with the runner.
Would you like to know what I learned in today's episode?
I would love to learn what you know about what you learned today.
First of all, the first thing I've learned is that you have a ton of websites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm busy.
Visit Chris Knight has a plot. No, it's getting old now. Also, what I've learned in today's episode, that you can masturbate in a public library and get away with it.
Yeah.
The Seattle Seahawks channeled their inner gangland. Yeah. The only thing missing was being chased by cops. And finally, what I've learned in today's episode is that there has been a gauntlet thrown down. A challenge has been issued. Because until Mick Foley says yes or no, until Mick Foley says yes, no, screw that. Until Mick Foley says yes to this wing thing, I each week am going to be doing a promo in WWE style. And before we go, I'm going to do another one. Mick Foley, remember, this is what you brought onto yourself for cheating in a wing competition, because I take wings very seriously. All right. So today I'm going to channel my inner 1990s WWF fan. I am going to channel a man, and I'm going to channel a man who made his debut at the WWF Survivor Series. You can catch us talking about wrestling, by the way, myself, the hardcore casual fan, every Sunday on the TVK radio. See what I did there? And
I'm
going to channel a man who debuted at the Survivor Series in 1990, a character that transcended the whole 90s. I'm going to channel The Undertaker and his manager, Paul Bearer. So, cool. So this is to you, Mick Foley. Oh yes, Mick Foley, my underwinger.
What the hell?
Underwinger. My underwinger is going to destroy you at Wingamania.
Oh my God.
Foley, rest in buffalo sauce. Thank you.
God. You know, if Mick doesn't come out at least to say something, that's funny.
The underwinger, you can catch him on WWF No Mercy on my N64 now. That's pretty much what's going to stabilize the underwinger. If the underwinger had a song that he would come out to, it would be the old I'm going to have chicken tonight, chicken bake song. All right, guys, that wraps up this edition of the Buzzkill Live. We will be back next Monday again. We will be back on Monday next week. I promise you that. Oh, my God. The underwinger. do you have anything you want to say for Chris Knight?
Well, good night, everybody. It's been fun. And, shout out to Kat. Hey, Kat, still looking to meet you and all that good stuff. So, hey, you know.
You can see Chris Knight's meeting with Kat Dennings at www.chrisknightgetsdestroyedbythegaywhoplaysloki.blogspot.com. You can.
Oh, what? God. I forgot about Hiddleston.
Yeah, Tom Hiddleston could kick your ass. Yeah, I was just going to say it. for Chris Knight, I'm Richard Pruitt. We also have been joined by Paul Bearer. Wait. Yeah, Paul Bearer and the Underwinger. We will see you next week on the Buzzkill Live each and every Monday night at 10, 9 Central on the BuzzkillMagazine.com. Guys, don't forget TBK Radio, all our Valentine's Day stuff. It is now time to bring us home. Torgo, you know what to do, good sir.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.
Take us home tonight.